an all-over feeling of being awake while sleeping, calmness and fear together, an inability to move, all the old symptoms. A beautiful woman formed in the cloud, a woman out of daydream, the sort you hope to meet someday, knowing there is no chance. I cannot say what she wore, if she wore anything. My universe consisted of her face and the terror its presence inspired. Her smile was not at all cold. Long ago, for some reason, she took an interest in me. I supposed she retained some residue of the old affection, as one does for a pet long dead. Physician. Breeze in the reeds beside the waters of eternity. The whisper of angels. But never could she make me forget the reality whence the voice sprang. Nor was she ever so gauche as to tempt me, either with promises or herself. That, perhaps, is one reason I think she felt a certain fondness. When she used me, she gave it to me straight going in. I could not respond. "You are safe? Long ago, by your standard of time, I said I would remain in touch. I have been unable. You cut me off. I have been trying for weeks." The nightmares explained. "What?" I squeaked like goblin. "Join me at Charm. Be my historian." As always, when she touched me, I was baffled. She seemed to consider me outside the struggle, while yet a part of it. On the stair of Tyr, on the eve of the most savage sorceress struggle ever I witnessed, she came to promise me I would come to no harm. She seemed intrigued with my lesser role as company historian. Back when, she insisted I record events as they happened, without regard to pleasing anyone. I had done so within the limits of my prejudices. "The heat in the crucible is rising, physician. Your white rose is crafty. Her attack behind the limper was a grand stroke, but insignificant on the broader canvas. Don't you agree?" How could I argue? I did agree.
"As your spies have no doubt reported, 5 armies stand poised to cleanse the plain of fear. It is a strange and unpredictable land, but it will not withstand what is being marshaled."
Again, I could not argue, for I believed her. I could but do what Darling so often spoke of, buy time. "You may be surprised."
"Perhaps. Surprises have been calculated into my plans. Come out of that cold waste, Croaker. Come to the tower. Become my historian."
This was as near temptation as ever she had come. She spoke to a part of me I do not understand, a part almost willing to betray comrades of decades. If I went, there was so much I would know, so many answers illuminated, so many curiosities satisfied.
"You escaped us at Queen's Bridge."
Heat climbed my neck. During our years on the run, the ladies' forces had overtaken us several times. Queen's Bridge was the worst. 100 brothers had fallen there, and, to my shame, I left the annals behind, buried in the riverbank. 400 years' worth of company history abandoned. There was just so much that could be carried away. The papers down in the hole were critical to our future. I took them instead of the annals. But I suffer frequent bouts of guilt. I must answer the shades of brethren who have gone before.